Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Kate, Wills and George had a big Sunday out at Wimbledon, which generated a lot of headlines. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge were in the royal box on centre court, watching fiery Nick Kyrgios play defending champion Novak Djokovic. Kate looked fabulous as always, looking summery in a navy blue skirt and matching top with white polka dots by designer Alessandra Rich. Meanwhile, the Mirror reports George, dressed in a smart suit, was asked who he was going to support and appeared too shy to answer, so William looked at him and whispered, "Djokovic," before adding, "We'll see how long it lasts. He'll support the winner." Prince William was seen chuckling when he heard of the details of Wimbledon tennis stars Nick Kyrgios and Novak Djokovic's burgeoning bromance. Djokovic beat Kyrgios to win the Wimbledon's men's singles final, so I guess George is happy. After the match, Prince George cracked a smile when Djokovic offered him the trophy to hold. Prince William was overheard advising his son, "Don't drop it." Earlier in the day, the royals first greeted a group of military personnel who are working as stewards at the championship. Kate asked them about their roles and how many championships they had worked at Wimbledon, to which one replied, 19 years. Fans of the royal family expressed their concern for Prince George as he appeared at the Wimbledon final in a suit on a blazing hot summer's day. Temperatures had soared to 30 degrees Celsius in southwest London. One concerned woman wrote on Twitter, "Poor child, having to wear a suit in this hot weather." Another added, "Poor Prince George in a shirt, tie and jacket in that stifling heat. Couldn't they let the kid wear a t-shirt?" George's appearance set off another controversy. BBC Sport commentator Andrew Castle came under fire from Wimbledon final viewers after he mistakenly suggested Prince George had misbehaved at the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. Mr. Castle said that during the recent celebrations, Prince George had been caught just slightly misbehaving. Listeners were quick to point out, in fact, that the troublemaker had been the young royal's brother, Louis. It was a very sporty week for Kate and Wills. Early in the week, they were described as looking very loved up as they attended the Royal Charity Polo Cup 2022 at Guards Polo Club. According to a body language expert, Judy James, the pair looked like a young couple on a first date. Speaking to the Mail Online, the expert explained, "The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, natural and coordinated chemistry together is easily illustrated during these kisses and other PDAs at polo. They managed to perform the more formal reward kiss perfectly while giving hints and cues to signal the actual depth of their relationship and how they would normally behave with more intimacy when they were out of public view. They later walked off with their arms around each other's waists like a young couple on a first date. Their eye contact as they close in for the kiss, this level of close quarters eye contact shows a very loving relationship. Kate's eye gaze even moves down to William's lips, which is a flirtatious gesture." Hey, I want to tell you about a cool new podcast app that just launched. It's called Cerca, C-E-R-C-A. It kicked off with these incredible podcast guides to places all around the world, London, Barcelona, LA, Iceland, Rome, and more. Cerca comes from the same people who created Passport, another excellent travel podcast. Inside, there are stories about food, fashion, culture, history, art, sports, everything you want to know, whether you're trying to plan the perfect trip or just want to learn about someplace new. Cerca is written and hosted by locals, people who really know the place. So when Jan in Los Angeles tells you about the most haunted places in the city, you know that she's been there and knows where to go ghost hunting. Take a spin through Cerca and hear about the best meals in Barcelona, what it was like to live through the Blitz in London, what to do with your kids in LA, and how to dress to fit in Paris. You can subscribe to Cerca Podcasts, that's C-E-R-C-A, wherever you get your podcasts, or download the Cerca app from the App Store. For a limited time, it's all free. Palace Intrigue will be right back. People reports Prince Harry received an early victory in his lawsuit against the publisher of the Mail on Sunday. A High Court judge in London paved the way for Harry to take his libel claim to trial when he ruled that the Mail on Sunday's article about the royal's legal battle with the British government over his police protection in the country was defamatory. The article published online and in print in February was titled, "How Harry Tried to Keep His Legal Fight Over Bodyguards Secret." According to the court documents obtained by People, Justice Nickland found that parts of the article in the claim were defamatory. Nickland said the article, as a whole, did not suggest that Harry was seeking to keep his legal battle with the government secret, but it was suggested by the headline if read alone. Judge Nickland reiterated that the ruling was very much the first phase in a libel claim. The next step will be for the defendant to file a defence to the claim. He said it will be a matter for determination later in the proceedings whether the claim succeeds or fails, and if so, on what basis. Meghan Markle previously received a symbolic £1 in damages from the Mail on Sunday after successfully winning her legal case against the paper for publishing a personal letter she sent to her father in 2018. Firefighters were called to battle a blaze at the Queen's private estate in northeast Scotland. Rangers on the Balmoral estate in Aberdeenshire have praised fire crews who extinguished a fire caused by an abandoned campfire. A spokesperson for the 50,000-acre estate wrote on Twitter, "Thanks very much to the crews from @FireScot who extinguished this forest fire yesterday, which had been started by an abandoned campfire. Due to their quick response, the fire did not affect a nearby osprey nest." In happier news, News on 6 says Queen Elizabeth will soon have a handmade gift from 4,000 miles away thanks to a Tulsa woman. Davida Bushrod is from Britain but now lives in Tulsa. She made the quilt for this year's Platinum Jubilee, celebrating 70 years of the Queen's reign. It has over 2,000 pieces and nearly 1,000 hand-sewn beads. Bushrod said, "I sent a letter and included photographs of the quilt and just thanking her for her service, saying I would love to send this to her if I could." Several weeks later, she went to the mailbox, and to her surprise, she saw an envelope with a special crest. "I saw this letter and kind of lost my breath, and then looked at the back of it and saw the royal crest. It was a letter from Buckingham Palace saying the Queen was grateful for her letter and asked to send the quilt to Her Majesty." Now she wonders what the palace will do with the quilt. They display a lot of gifts that the Queen receives, but generally those are gifts from royalty around the world, not a lady from Tulsa. And if she wears it out, I can make her a new one. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott's Palace Intrigue, and good times.